Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Introduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show today. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're talking about and dealing with today. A lot to talk about, man. Got to talk about the president, what's going on with him and this op-ed piece and Jeff Sessions and some other things. Also got to talk about Serena Williams. Man, what happened with Serena is crazy. Got to talk about the week in fantasy football. I'm going to put up lineups for tonight at thewbshow.com. I'll put them up before I get off the air today. So you can go over there and get them. It was crazy because who in their right mind would have thought Ryan Fitzpatrick would have threw for 5 touchdowns and 400-something yards. That game, that Saints game messed up everything. Now, I ended up winning $1,000 this weekend between the two sites. But I would have hit big money if not for the Saints game. That Saints game was ballistic when it came to the numbers because that nobody could predict. Well, somebody played it, but it was crazy that somebody would play this. But I guess they played a dummy lineup, just, you know, throwing something out there and it ended up hitting. But man, that was crazy how many points they put up in that Saints game. Just absolutely crazy. DeSean Jackson won't have another game like that all year, period. Ryan Fitzpatrick won't have another game like that all year, period. Just unbelievable what they did in that game. Talk a little bit about that. But I want to start off the show with everybody that's on the East Coast, especially if you're like in Savannah, Georgia, if you're anywhere in South Carolina, North Carolina, if you're in Virginia, not towards Virginia Beach and Norfolk area, but if you're towards the Richmond, Petersburg, South Hill area of Virginia. Listen to me and listen to me now. This hurricane, Florence, if you guys don't know, it's a hurricane that it started off as a tropical storm. It went to a Category 1. It's now into a Category 3. And every radar is saying that, look, the models are saying it's coming straight into Savannah, South Carolina, North Carolina, up through Virginia. Now, I usually look at the European models when it comes to stuff like this because to me they're a little bit more accurate than our own models here in America, right? So let me tell you what you need to be doing right now. It's Monday. Now, based on everything that I saw the last 24 hours, because I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I've been, like, engulfed in watching this thing. This thing is, like, Like, I'm getting obsessed with watching the Weather Channel, watching this damn storm. Because, see, this storm has something like Katrina had. Now, Katrina didn't hit as a hurricane, as a Category 5. Everybody thinks it hit as a Category 5 storm. It didn't. It hit as a Category 4. But it had this big water mass underneath the hurricane that just bombarded New Orleans and Alabama and Mississippi, the coastline. That's the same thing this hurricane has. And this is why I'm telling y'all, listen to me and listen to me right now. This thing is supposed to start coming in land on Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Today is Monday. Fill your cars up with gas no later than Wednesday morning, Tuesday night. Go get water, go get bread, because it's already flying off the shelves. Go get you some canned goods. If you can afford it, get you a generator, because this thing is coming and it's not going to be turned away. And the bigger problem with the storm is it would be different if it was just coming in and going through. Once it hit land, it's going to slow down. And when it slows down, they're saying that it's going to drop from Atlanta, Georgia, all the way up to Washington, D.C., it's going to be raining. And in some areas, it's going to be dropping 20 inches of rain. That is going to cause mass flooding in a lot of areas. Okay? So you are not going to be able to probably get out and get food and water and gas. And you're probably going to lose power. So if you don't have a generator in your home or your apartment complex, make sure you get plenty of candles. Make sure you get plenty of flashlights. All right? If possible, you may want to leave and go inward, go towards the Middle West somewhere, go towards Tennessee or somewhere like that, just to get out of harm's way for a minute. But this thing is real. It's coming. And you need to start getting your stuff today and tomorrow, because by Wednesday, it ain't going to be nothing there, because a lot of people keep thinking, well, something's going to turn it around and, you know, we'll wait. No. Look, don't wait. Don't play with this one now. Don't play with this one at all. This one of these ones that is definitely coming. This is Katrina, y'all. Everybody told them Katrina was coming. People didn't believe it. People didn't think it was going to be that bad. Look, this one is going to be bad because of the amount of water that it's bringing with it. That's what ended up making Katrina what it was, because it was so much water with Katrina, everything overflowed. It helped the dams break. Whether you believe they did it on purpose or not, it was enough water there to make it where it became a catastrophe. So do not play with this. This ain't something to play with. So you need to realize, and for folks who live in South Carolina and in North Carolina, about every 7-8 years, a big hurricane comes through. And usually what happens is, see, y'all forget, you know, Katrina came behind another hurricane storm. So usually they come in two or threes. So you want to look at everything and see what's going on, okay? Now, I'm also going to talk about this shooting in Dallas, because a lot of people are asking why she's not being charged with first-degree murder. In order to be charged with first-degree murder or even second-degree murder in the sense of you premeditated it, you had to premeditate it. You had to plan to kill the person. Based on everything I read, she went to the wrong house. Now, I personally believe she had some drugs or alcohol in her or something. She went to the wrong house, panicked, shot this boy, killed this boy. That's manslaughter. That's not first degree murder. It's not. Unless you can prove that she purposely wanted to kill him. It's manslaughter. Even if she had drugs in her system and was hallucinating, it's manslaughter. So Now, it's been rumors that she was dating him, that they were together and all this other stuff. I don't know. I'm sure that will come out in trial. If they were dating and they were together, were they estranged? Was something else going on there? I don't know. Let's wait to get more evidence, y'all, before we jump the gun. Let's get some more evidence and find out what the situation was. Because for all we know, she could have had a restraining order on him. We don't know yet. Let's see. Let's see all the evidence that's happening. Some people say they knew him. Some people say, no, they didn't know each other. Let's wait and see, y'all. Let's wait and see. Now, somebody's asking right now, how did she get in? She didn't get in. She tried to get in with her key. He opened the door. She didn't open the door. He opened the door. When he came to the door, she shot him. So that's what I'm saying. Let's wait and see all the evidence. All right. All right. We come back. I'm going to give you my take on the whole Serena Williams thing. And then later on in the show, I'm going to talk about tonight's games. If you want to play tonight over there again, yesterday, if New Orleans and Tampa Bay doesn't score the way they score, we would have all made money yesterday. But that was an anomaly. They went crazy. 88 points in a game between two teams. That's unheard of in the NFL. You're listening to the WB.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414. 14.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one street fighter in America.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about Serena Williams. You know, I'm gonna put up picks for tonight. I'm gonna put them up for the captain mode and the game mode over at the website. I have them up before I get off the air today. And then, like I said yesterday, we would have made a lot more money if not for the New Orleans and the Tampa Bay game. They scored 88 points in that game. 88 points. So let me kind of explain to y'all about scoring before I get into the Serena Williams thing, right? So the average week on FanDuel, if you can score about 125 to 130 points, you always are gonna make money. On DraftKings, if you're scoring anywhere between 130 and 140 points, you're always gonna make money, right? If you're scoring 180 or above, you usually are in the big money. This weekend, you had to score over 240 to get in the big money. I had a lineup that scored 198 points. Any other weekend, that 198-point lineup would have won me first or second in that $5 million tournament. That lineup would have been at a minimum of $30,000 lineup. But this game between Tampa Bay and New Orleans blew everything out of the water. But it also showed me one thing. I don't care who playing Tampa Bay. I don't care who playing New Orleans. I'm starting their wide receivers and quarterbacks because they couldn't stop nobody. Also, see, it's some things you can learn each week. Cleveland's defense is going to be way better than people think it's going to be this year. I told y'all to play Cleveland's defense in the lineup picks I gave y'all this week. Everybody thought that Cleveland wasn't going to have a good defense because they were so cheap. They was the cheapest one on the board. They scored 16 points. That's a great score for a defense. So, but let's talk more about what happened with Serena Williams too. Now, with Serena, a couple of things. I thought she was very gracious. I thought she was very empathetic. I thought she was very classy in the way that while she was on that podium with that young girl, trying to let that young girl enjoy her moment. She was motherly, to be honest with you. Her telling the crowd, no, don't boo. Don't boo. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate this young girl. I thought that was amazing. I really did. A lot of people on the internet
talking about she should know the rules and she should do this and she should do that. Let me say something to you, right? See, this is the hypocrisy of people in this country. This is the hypocrisy. All right? The hypocrisy is this. If you're in the middle of an event and somebody is questioning if you're cheating and you know you're not cheating, anybody would have done what she did. Anybody would have been like, how dare you? She didn't say, and see, my problem with all of this, she was so classy because she didn't curse. She didn't call him out of his name. She didn't do anything but say, you owe me an apology. And if you don't want to apologize, then don't talk to me because you stole something from me for something I didn't do. You're a thief. Go back and listen to how John McEnroe used to talk to the refs. Everybody loves it when John McEnroe, even yesterday, if you watch the male final, the male announcers was talking about Joker plays better when he's angry and mad at the umpire. But when Serena does it, oh, she's not supposed to say that. She's not supposed to say that. Now, let me tell you what I personally believe, all right? Now, I don't want to take anything away from Naomi because the girl can play. I told y'all, I said, I thought Serena was going to win. I said, but this is going to be a lot closer than what y'all thought because this little girl can play. She ain't just out there. She can play, okay? And so I don't want to take nothing away from her, but I don't think they want Serena to have the all-time record. I know that umpire had a problem with this black woman telling him he needs to apologize. I'm just saying. I know he had a problem with that. Let me say this, right? It's not just because he's a white man or because he's a man of some other ethnicity. It's because he's a man, period. Most men, you know, even my friends, even my fraternity brothers, sometimes I have to tell them, I'll be like, man, you got daughters. What are you doing? What are you doing? Most men cannot take a smart woman or a woman who got a mouth or a strong woman or an independent thinking woman. Most men have a problem with it. They try to act like they don't, but they do. They don't want somebody talking to them, a servant. Yeah, how this woman going to talk to me like this? Why she can't talk to you like this? If you can talk to her like that, why she can't talk to you like that? I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, this has nothing to do with him being a different ethnicity. This has to do with him just being a man. See, what people fail to realize is sexism is even as powerful as racism in this country. And most, the truth of the matter is this, right? The two gifts that I wish everybody had was to be able to say, I'm wrong and I'm sorry, and to be able to look at it from the other person's point of view. If you can do those two things, no matter what happened, it'll be all right. You can work it out. You can find a way to fix it. When you know you wrong and you still arguing just because you want to prove you right. Because that's the problem. Most people want to be right. They don't care about if they know what they know. They just want to win the argument. It ain't about winning the argument. It's about what's the right answer right here. We come back. Let's talk a little bit more about this. You listen to the WB.
Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe the advertisement we mailed you. There she is, the Statue of Liberty printed on a premium sheet of high-gloss paper. The message reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll think, wow, this is top-notch marketing that makes me want to reconsider my insurance provider.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
is Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. 919-410-7735 is the number to call if you want to weigh in on what we're talking about, what we're dealing with today. You know... When we think about everything that's happened with Serena and Venus, right? They've been classy since day one. But I think it is very hard for women, period. I don't care what ethnicity you are, whether you're black, white, Latino, whatever. Because I think sexism is real. I think that a lot of men look at women, as lesser than. I think a lot of men look at women simply as sex and nothing else. They don't see the intelligence. They just see the beauty or the booty. And I think that's a problem. I think it's a huge problem. And see, I think that is, you know... The hardest thing for a woman, to me, and even me saying this is, you know, I don't know because I'm not a woman, but just looking at women, one of the hardest things for a woman is to put up with all the BS that they have to put up with every single day. They got to put up with BS at work. They got to put up with BS at home. They got to put up with BS with each other. I mean, women have a lot that they have to deal with. You see, dudes, we don't have that dislike for each other just because I had somebody look or how they dress. Women have that. I don't know why, but they do. But it's almost like black people to me, because a lot of the things that we typically are isn't because we typically are like that. It's because others convinced us that's the way we should treat each other. And so I look at women, I sometimes be thinking, y'all act like this because men tell you to act like this and you don't even realize it. You don't even realize it. Yo, dislike for each other is because of men. It's not because of y'all. Because most of y'all, you can look at somebody and not like them, and then once you start hanging out with them, you be like, I'll, that's my girl now. See, dude's just the opposite. We cool till we get to know. You didn't be like, oh, dude ain't right. I can't get down with dude. We the opposite. But, you know, women, y'all just have a lot to deal with. A lot. Now, somebody keeps asking about this case in Dallas. So let me reiterate what I said earlier for everybody who's just coming into the show. Look, we don't have all the evidence yet. Based on everything that I've saw and based on the police report that I saw. Now, again, the police report could be doctored because she's a cop. I'm not saying it isn't. But from what I've seen, she came home. She went to the wrong apartment. She tried to use a key. The guy came and opened the door. She thought that he was a burglar in her home. She shot him. They charged her with manslaughter. Now, that's the appropriate charge unless it's proven that she knew him prior. They had some kind of relationship and she really was trying to get rid of him. Then it can go to first degree,
or second-degree murder based on premeditation. That's what it is. Okay? So let's wait and see what else is out there. And then we'll come back and read this. We'll talk about this later. Now, it is something else coming that's going on that a lot of people are paying attention to, and this is what's happening with this White House, right? You get everybody in the White House denying that they were the one who wrote the op-ed. Now you got Pence talking about he would take a lie detector test and that he was so disappointed because Obama broke from the normal tradition of politics, which is one of the most hypocritical statements you could ever say as anybody working for the administration under Trump. Nothing about Trump has stayed historical as far as what previous administrations have done. Nothing. But let me say this. For everybody who's happy about this op-ed, you shouldn't be happy. Let me tell you why you shouldn't be happy. If you really believe this man is crazy, how you think he gonna act now? If he's sitting in the room and he don't know who the hell wrote this op-ed, and he already, based on all accounts, is crazy where they have to talk him off the ledge, how do you think he's going to be now? I mean, really, stop and really think about this. If he's already a little crazy, and now he don't know who to trust in the room, so if somebody comes up to him and say, sir, you shouldn't do that. What do you think he's going to do? What do you think he's going to do? See, I look at stuff from a different angle all the time, y'all. And see, when everybody else is like, look at what they're doing in the White House. That's look. Wait, we don't need this to be publicly known, because now that it's publicly known and he knows about it, whoever is in there talking him off the ledge, guess what? They're not going to be able to talk him off the ledge anymore. You know why? Because he don't trust nobody now. Nobody. So if he don't trust anybody and that person is giving him advice to talk him off the ledge of doing something that can cause World War III, Man. It is about to be a mess in that White House right now. And then when you think about all this stuff with Jeff Sessions, It's about to be crazy in that White House. Now, this is the other question. You think Obama is helping or hurting for the midterm elections? Is he helping or hurting? Because I don't know if he's helping. I mean, let me kind of throw something out here to y'all. And the reason why I'm saying I don't know if he's helping. Do you realize why Barack was president? Over 1,000 Democratic political positions were lost while he was president. That is the most in American history under a president. He's the only president who sat for two terms who lost every midterm election when it came to Democrats versus Republicans. Is he helping or hurting? Now, this is the thing, though. Because we are a country that likes to romanticize stuff, because, hell, even George W. Bush looked like a good president now. People love Bush now. Think about Donald Trump that made people love George W. Bush. Think about that. Obama might actually be a help this time. He may actually be a help because we like to romanticize stuff. Like I said, Trump that made George W. Bush look like a damn good president. Condi, I told you they'll miss me, Condi. Pappy, they still love me, Pappy. Listening to the WB.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now, right now, right now, right now.
All right, welcome back to the show. All right, somebody's asking me, they asked me about The Power. So for everybody who hasn't seen the finale of The Power, I ain't going to give it away. But let me tell you what I do think is interesting about what's going on with The Power. I think Angie's going to be okay. She's too big of a part of the storyline. I think that in the end, they're setting this up where the son is going to have to choose between the father and Angela versus Tommy and Tasha. And I think Tasha may have to do the same thing between choosing between Tommy and Keisha and Ghost and Angela. I think that's what's going to end up being the bottom line for next season. And the reason why I'm saying that is because of the tagline that was in the show. See, the thing about The Power is this. If you understand their tagline, you understand where they're going in the show. The tagline in the show was, you're just like a ghost. You always look out for yourself first. Talking about Angela. So if Ghost and Angela are exactly the same and Tommy and Tasha are the same, then that's where the choice becomes in. That's where the, you know, which team am I on kind of pops in. Right? So I think that's what's going to end up happening and end up going down. And I think it may come to a point where Ghost is going to have to decide if he want to roll on Tommy. And when I'm saying roll, I'm not talking about kill him. I'm talking about flip on Tommy. I think that's going to be the ultimate what's going to happen. And then I think they're going to work Dre back into the storyline because it's going to be a war going on between and honestly, I think the war is not going to be between Ghost and Tommy. I think the war is going to end up being between Tommy, the Italians, and the Serbs. And I think Dre is going to end up getting back in that way. And Rose, no, I talked about this on Friday. I told y'all I do this every other Friday. Now, I'm not going to do this during the week with y'all because it messes up the flow of the show. I talked about something in the break because somebody asked something about the break. Now, Let me say this to y'all, for everybody. If I'm designating a time to do something, if you miss it, it's on YouTube. Go back and look at the damn video. I'm not going to be doing this every day through the show when it's a video there. See, this is where my patience runs thin. I'm a very patient person. But my patience runs thin when it's grown people and not kids. Kids, I can understand. Grown people, all you got to do is go on YouTube. The thing's up there every day. You know, this ain't rocket science. This ain't even something you got to think about. If you miss something, just go look at it on YouTube. It's up there every day. I mean, it ain't hard to do. And that's when I get frustrated, because it's just like, man, this ain't hard. You grown. Go, yes, you on YouTube right now. So if you on YouTube right now, you know it's up there. You know it's right there. I shouldn't have to go, well, let me tell you about this. If I've talked about it and you missed it, go to YouTube. That's all you got to do. That's it. So don't take it personal, because it's not personal, but it's like when y'all come in, well, what about this? What about that? Man, look, if I've already dealt with it, it's up there on YouTube every day. I put it up there every day. I don't take them down. I leave it up there for y'all. So let me do this for everybody, for y'all understand how things work, so people will understand. Okay, because I am somebody who I try to be where it's like, okay, let me explain everything so everybody know what's going on. I ain't got a problem with that. I try to designate it every other Friday so everybody know, well, if I missed it, it's up there on YouTube, I can get it, right? So with a film festival, right, you have to submit an entry to a film festival. They have to first look at your film and then decide if your film fit into their film festival. So you don't know if you get in until they send something back saying that you've entered, you're in. Now send the money to cover what you're applying to get into. Now, there are over 200 film festivals around the United States and Canada alone. So we enter, and each one is in different months, different times. It ain't like it's one every day. So the next one that I'm trying to get us in is at the beginning of October, right? We have to send that out by the 17th. By the 24th, we get a yes or a no. Sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no. So everything is a process. Every single thing is a process. But every other Friday, I'll go right there on YouTube and check it out, okay? And then if you miss something in the show, just like today, I've had people jump in, hey, what, you talk about this Dallas thing, you talk about this, you talk about that. If you miss the beginning of the show, I promise you, if you go back and you listen to the show later on today, it'll be right there. It'll be right there for you to be able to see everything. I purposely leave everything up on YouTube so that way if you miss something or you wasn't sure about something, you can go right there and listen to the show and you'll be able to have it right there for you in your archive so you have it as proof that you heard everything. That's why I do that, y'all. I'm purposely doing that. I could easily just do the YouTube, take it down. You do YouTube, take it down. I leave it up purposely, y'all. Because I know some of y'all are busy. I know some of y'all are going in and out of work. I understand. I really do. All right. Let's get back to business. You listen to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.